Hello and welcome. Today, we're going to do a walking meditation. So you might want to take a look around your room, the space you're listening to this audio in, and find a path that is suitable for walking about 10, 15, 20 steps. We're not walking to get anywhere. We're simply going to be paying attention to walking itself in a focused and observant way. Perhaps you're listening to this audio on an iPhone and you've got options. You might choose a different room, or you might fetch some headphones and move outside. It's up to you. In a moment, I'll invite you to press pause on this audio and again have a look around and find an unobstructed pathway that you can walk, turn around, and walk back with ease. Okay, so standing if you are sitting, and I would suggest doing that in a very mindful way. Paying attention to emotions that are arising. Are you a bit frazzled that we're going to be walking rather than sitting today? What's going on in your mind? What's the quality of your emotional and mental space and your physical body as you stand up, press pause, find a good path, and come back to the audio when you're ready. Okay, so here we are back with instructions for this walking meditation. Presume you found a place to walk that allows you to listen to this audio safely. So before we start walking, I invite you to take a moment and notice yourself standing. Know that you're standing. You might become aware of your feet on the ground. When you hear that instruction, see if you've moved your mind to your feet. Notice if awareness has gone from the space behind your eyes down to your feet on the ground. See if you can hit reset and allow the awareness of you standing on the ground to come to you rather than you going to the experience of your feet on the ground. It's as if you're taking it in, you're receiving the sensations of your feet on the ground, you're receiving the experience, the knowing. You might want to work with that through this entire experience. Rather than going to the experience, allowing it to come to you. Taking note of your posture. In the same way as we do when we're sitting, we might on an inhale lift at the crown and lengthen the whole body. And on the exhale, allow that lengthening to integrate, to settle. Allowing your shoulders to soften, your hands to be relaxed, your jaw relaxed. So stand in a way that feels upright, yet relaxed and full of ease, present. You might bring your awareness to your breath for a nice big deep inhale, noticing breathing while you're standing and not moving, allowing the lungs to fill with air. A nice soft interlude and a nice long exhale. And then another cycle of breath. What sensations are you experiencing in the body? Just noticing. And if your eyes aren't open, opening them, letting the body be limber, looking around, looking side to side, and then noticing what's in front of you, visually mapping out your path. And what sounds do you hear in your environment? Sound locates us. So we're going to walk in a moment. You might want to become aware of what happens in the mind as you prepare to take your first step. Mind gets a bit excited, the intention of moving, and that impulse to lift the foot. So when you do start walking, you can walk at your own pace. You might go rather slow. It could take you a full minute to walk 10, 15, or 20 steps. Or you can walk at a normal pace, but here what we're doing is paying close attention to the experience of the body as it walks, to the foot moving through space, and the foot placing on the ground as it takes the step. Usually we place with our heels and then move down to the ball of the foot. And as that happens, the weight shifts so that we can lift up the other foot. And then lifting and moving and placing happens once again, which leads to a shift so we can lift the other leg. And so if you're inside in your house or in your backyard, not in danger of bumping into anyone or anything, you can really zero in on the sensations and the movement of the body as it walks, of the shifts in pressure on the touch points as the foot lifts and places. You can zero in on the raw sensations of moving, your arms swinging, the air on your skin as you move through space. And this should be enough to captivate the mind so that you might pay close attention, steady the mind on the sensations and the movements of the body. So you could hit pause on your audio device again and take your time walking. Walking to your designated end, turning, paying close attention to what it feels like to turn. Perhaps the visual field changing as you rotate your body 180 degrees and turn to walk back to the place you're standing now. All right, when you feel as though you've had enough, perhaps that's one lap, two laps, three laps, you can resume this audio. Welcome back. this is your first time paying attention to yourself walking, it can be equal parts challenging and equal parts enlightening. There's so much to notice as the body does something that we can so easily take for granted. We walk and talk, we walk and chew gum, we walk and do so many things. But to hone in, to limit your attention to the process of walking, what did you notice paying attention vividly while you're moving your body in this way? In my experience, I've almost literally just collapsed with my attention so focused on the process of walking, it's as if I completely forgot how to do it. So just taking a moment and processing what you experienced. What were some highlights? What were some challenges? And we're going to pick it up and do it again, walking one more time. This time, walking at a steady rate with a bit of a wider focus, experiencing the whole body as it moves through space, and noticing the mind when it wants to creep in, noticing when you're off in thought or storyline. And when that happens, when you notice, stop walking for a moment. Collect the mind. Notice the thoughts you were thinking while you were off in storyland. Were you thinking about the future? Were you reliving some past event? Just take a moment to assess, what was the mind doing? What was the quality of my thought? Observing or noting the patterns that your mind so readily falls back into. And then becoming aware of the body and your feet standing on the ground again, allowing the sensation of being supported by the ground beneath you to move into your awareness, to come to you, and allow the body to start walking again until the mind takes over. It can be quite revealing. And if you got your mind trained in such a way that you can keep a steady focus on the body moving through space, on the walking, on each stride, then keep it up for as long as it feels right, being with each step fully present, not walking to arrive anywhere other than continually arriving in each present moment. Enjoy.